The letter warned Iranian leaders that any nuclear deal signed with President Obama would not last past his second term if Congress was not allowed to weigh in. The senators have received flack from colleagues across the aisle, arguing that the letter only stalled negotiations, further putting the country at risk. But Ayotte, in her hometown of Nashua Monday morning, says what is more troubling is that Congress is being left out of the conversation.
What I think is the worst is that the president doesn't want the Congress to weigh in on what will be a very significant agreement that has impact on the national security of our nation and the world. And the fact that he would not want Congress to weigh in, to me, is very disturbing.
Ayotte argues the current negotiations do not go far enough, adding that they don't address Iran's support for regional terrorism, such as in Yemen and Syria. Negotiations are set to wrap up by Tuesday at midnight. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.